Foreign policy. Got a lot of good ideas. comes to making the judgment as to what you do or don't do, Ehrlichman's advices often fail me when it comes to, you know, coming to subject to examining a dead ass program of VR and say do something. He is very valuable. That's his value because he thinks it.
Well, and when the judgment's elliptical, they're carrying it out. He's good at selling it.
To be sure that that's brought to Ehrlichman's attention. You see, John has got this domestic council task force working on what we're going to do later. And you know what I mean? We're all talking about what we're going to do in the first 100 days and all that kind of stuff. Now, my point is that we only do is cut back. That's what I'm really talking about, is there's basic change. I've been kicking a lot of asses out. I don't want a lot of new programs, you understand? I don't want to tear up the deep patch. I really don't. And I want John to know that we're not for a lot of experimentation in schools and all that, you know, and exploration of something, interracial experiences and all that bullshit. No, sir.
You can have just as
I had a program about music, and I was still talking about the 60s, and we got to rebuild our cities, and we got to do this, and we've been on the campuses, and that's what they want. I'm concerned now about that.
Never occurs to anybody that survive. Maybe,
could be. Maybe you should go through a cycle of destruction.
That's interesting. That's a very interesting point. How is it exciting or more exciting? 100 days. Well, 100 days of return to basic fundamentals.
We may have to get to some awfully hard choices in the fourth week. Very hard choices. Because really, it may come down to a very tough thing with Henry. You have to realize that Henry would, first of all, nobody worth his salt would be Secretary of State of Defense with Henry there. The other point is that Henry can't be either. I mean, he can't be Secretary of State. I mean, we know that, Bob. Okay. Now, the other thing is that Henry, despite his enormous capabilities and his almost indispensable brilliance, that he has a very, very close tie to the establishment.
Yeah.
He really does, you know.
Yeah.
And he never gives up on them. I mean, he doesn't really.
Even when they kick him into the ground and he gets
angry.
Space in it.
He gets angry. He gets angry. But where does he go? He always goes back to them. You see what I mean? His heart really isn't in it. And I really think, you know, thinking about him, that he's probably better off to go off and write his book. You know, he go off and write his book, and we've got to learn to swim it off.
He won't write his book unless you tell him to.
Well, he's got to write it. He's got to write it, but not put it out while I'm in. But it'll take him 4 years to write it, Bob. See my point? 4 years to write. Out of it. Agriculture. A lot of deadwood's got to be shaken out. There are a lot of people that aren't our friends in that department in agriculture. I'll
You don't show unity at all. You show power.
No. We're the new majority. And we're going to play it that way right up to the
exactly.
And we're going to bring in, frankly, some labor guys, some hard hat types, some Italian types, some these and those types. I'm going to cram them right down their throats. As far as blacks are concerned, I'm only going to bring them in if they're total loyal. I don't give one damn. There ain't going to be any black in there that's not the cuts. That also comes to how we run the District of Columbia, which I mean, any of those people. For the way that Ehrlichman and the rest made me keep Todd was wrong. We shouldn't have kept Todd.
Right.
His wife was doing parties for the sort of Are you agree?
Absolutely.
I know that we have a relationship, and she came to everyone, and saw all the people come in, and she'd go out to Georgetown that night. Now, goddammit, that's wrong. We're not going to do that again. Kennedy Crowe didn't do that for us.
And we're out of our minds, too. Well, we weren't, maybe. You can make a case, and maybe that would be right. When the nation was torn up. And,
I don't think that helped bring them together.
Probably it didn't, but it may have helped not to tear it up. We should have abolished OEO the day you came in.
Oh, that's right.
If we had done it, it probably would have caused more trouble than good. I mean, I think maybe Moynihan's advice there was right, that it was better not to.
Well, hell.
You know, you were buying some urban peace.
Bob, with it, Bob. Moynihan probably served the purpose of setting up the urban council and all the rest. But the point is, This community action, that whole thing should flush.
Sure should.
Now we've got even Jerry Borges, we've got a good one in Grand Rapids. We want somebody to go up there and forgive. Jerry, of course, he's the most limited fellow when it comes to that. When it comes to Grand Rapids. Why does anybody go to Grand Rapids?
They do have some good community action programs.
Does it make any difference?
Keep it going.
There are more community action programs that are bad than are good.
By a 50-to-1 ratio or something.
So out they go.
And then you can redo the good ones. We can make, if there's a good one somewhere, you undo the program, but you reform it as something else.
Yeah.
We go through, Allie Mary raised an interesting thing yesterday as to what we want to do, and I think I told her, and I think I'm right, that she said on that, you know, there's an advisory committee of the Kennedy Center, which is quite a prestigious thing to be appointed to. She's the chairman of it.
Yeah.
We have 150 people or something appointed to it. They're appointed by the president.
Yeah.
She said she's been asked by a number of them what they're supposed to do come the election. Are they supposed to resign?
agreeing to that.